Hi, it's Howard Schachter. I'm the Vice President of Communications at Acreage Holdings, and this is Access, an opportunity to get to know some of the incredible talent that we've got working at Acreage across our entire system. Today, I am joined by Brandon Miller. He is our Senior Director of Production and Facilities at Prime Wellness, our division in Pennsylvania. Brandon, thanks so much for carving out a little time to talk to us today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Howard. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Brandon, I know a little bit about your background. I think it is actually fascinating when we talk about how you were introduced to cannabis. Why don't you share that story about growing up in Colorado with your dad and how you got exposure to marijuana?
You know, I saw my first plant in approximately 1996. I was a young teenager and, you know, it was in my dad's greenhouse in our backyard. Basically, just as I told you, grew up in a household that cannabis wasn't really considered taboo. My dad used it, was very open and honest with me about it. It was my first experience with a plant.
So that was your initial exposure, but something about that plant and horticulture in general, it sounds like, turned you on, and it wasn't too long before you became a grower yourself.
You know, honestly, I started using cannabis when I was 15. I lived in a house that was kind of in the woods, if you will, and by a river. And I actually, in 6 months of trying cannabis, the quality back then wasn't quite as good. We had plenty of seeds. So I sprouted some seeds. And I think the culture in Colorado has always been pretty friendly to cannabis. People are laid back and healthy, you know, many traits associated with the plant.
So what point did you make it a focus of your vocation? I know that you've started some businesses along the way. Tell us a little bit about that.
The crossover, I would say, from a hobby to a career, you know, it really started in 2009. Colorado was one of the first regulated markets in the United States. And basically, you know, one of the things that happened with the Cole memo was that the medical marijuana law had actually passed in 2001, but actual dispensaries started forming and dispensing to patients. You know, a lot more people started getting cards. They started licensing grows after that. At first, there was a lot of people that were a lot of smaller growers. A caregiver could service up to like 20 people. But my first entrance in the industry, I actually opened up a hydroponic supply store. So I had a lot of experience and knowledge of the plant, and I helped consult a lot of people to, you know, build bigger facilities, as not a lot of people had experience much more than, say, a basement or a garage or a closet. And of course, a lot of people started getting into the industry that had no experience but had money. So it was kind of a real natural opportunity for me, having that background and knowledge. You know, a lot of people through my business I met wanted the equipment, wanted to get into it, and maybe lacked some of the knowledge needed to be successful.
So from your retail days, how did you end up at Prime?
Kind of full circle, actually. Acreage's National Director of Cultivation, Philip Haig, you know, my first transition, you know, out of the kind of consultant and, you know, hydroponic store operator role into a more cultivation operator role was with him. And that was at a very large facility in Colorado. I gained some experience there for a couple years. I worked at, you know, some of the largest facilities in the state, including Mindful, which was a 44,000 square foot facility. I launched a brand and a new cultivation in Illinois when that program launched. That was Bedford Grow, and that was actually an 80,000 square foot facility. And then I most recently was in Colorado, Rifle, actually working for the grow that works with double black extracts. And I ended up coming to Prime in January of 2018. I also did get kind of a strange opportunity to work with the state of Ohio as a subject matter expert on cannabis to help them kind of build their regulations and launch their medical marijuana program.
So clearly somebody that knows what they're doing, you've had this in your blood for a long time. So let's talk about Prime, a great grow, great brand in Pennsylvania. But, you know, there's a lot of folks that work at Acreage and outside the company that don't know a lot about it. So can you tell us a little bit about Prime?
We started in early 2018. Pennsylvania was actually an extract-only market originally. The regulations had stipulated that. But in August of 2018, that changed and they allowed dry flower. So we actually did go to market in August 2018. We started everything from seed, which is kind of lends to Philip culture and my own as well. So, you know, almost all of our strains are actually our own and things that have been bred in the last decade and exclusive to us. I am extremely dedicated to producing a top quality product. So Prime's kind of identity is very much associated with top quality. We hand trim all of our flower. We prepackage everything on site, and we take extreme amount of care to ensure, you know, we're producing the best product possible. It's medical here, and you know, everything we make goes into people's body that could be sick or otherwise have a compromised immune system. So we have a very clean operation. The labs in the state always comment on our cleanliness. We have a near cult following on some of the patients with our concentrates. You know, I know you had Trevin George, who's our extraction manager, on previously, and he's a very talented individual. And right now we're pretty focused on flower and concentrate.
Well, as you talk about the premium quality of Prime, I'm thinking of regional differences in product from state to state, region to region. And as a guy that's been in the industry, Colorado, Ohio, Illinois, now Pennsylvania, is there a Pennsylvania style of cultivation or end product?
That is such a great question. Cannabis is almost like pizza. There are absolutely preferences, I would say regional preferences by consumers or patients that really makes them identify with what's the best. So the best pizza in New York compared to, say, Chicago is, not the same. You're not really comparing apples to apples, and cannabis is very much like that, actually. I guess one example would be the moisture content or the water activity of the flower. In Colorado, it is the desert there, but people actually do prefer to use their cannabis at a little drier, with less moisture in it and a little drier, if you will, than they do out here in Pennsylvania, actually.
Interesting.
There's a company that makes a product that helps keep cannabis cured, and they actually did some kind of national study on that, and they actually did find that exactly, that preference was different. They actually make two types of products to, kind of meet that difference in preference.
All this talk about cannabis and pizza, Brandon, you're getting me hungry, and you've got my brain going on potential strain names over the long haul, but maybe we'll save that for a different day. I think we've reached the end of our time together. I know you've got a busy day ahead, so I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to talking to you again in the future, and thanks so much for joining us on Access.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Howard.